BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Sean, I'm 21, and I'm from Portsmouth. You might not know this, but I can name every capital city in the world. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Sean?
Yeah?
So you know every capital city of every country in the world?
Yeah, I like to think so.
How?
I don't know, I've just got a little bit of an interest in it and I've just sort of pick them out, I revise them as well.
But why?
Why not? It's something you can pull out at a party. People are impressed sometimes.
I am impressed, if this is true.
It's pretty true, I think, yeah.
Do you actually go up to people in clubs and tell them your special skill?
Yeah, definitely. I'll go to people anywhere, clubs, on the street, anything.
Do you find it's a hit with the ladies?
I've got a girlfriend, so I can't be not working.
And is that how you got together with her?
No, she finds it quite cringy.
Oh. Can I do a little test?
Yeah, of course you can.
Lithuania.
Vilnius.
Oh, my God. Hang on, let me check this.
Serbia.
No, wait, no, we need to check his...
Belgrade. I know that's what it is. Serbia.
Belgrade.
Azerbaijan.
Baku.
Albania.
Tirana.
Yeah, he's right.
Oh God, you are good.
Here's one. Luxembourg.
Is Luxembourg.
Yeah.
Yes. This is good.
That was a trick.
I'm always impressed by people that can do this. It's like Comedy Dave. I think it's either postcodes or area codes. He knows.
Oh yeah, I'm decent at them as well.
Are you?
Yeah, in states. I can name all 50 states.
What?
That is impressive.
But what I find weird about this is you sound like a bit of a lad.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. That's the problem. I'm not like a proper geek or anything. Do you know what I mean? I just
You've just gotten the knowledge.
Yeah, I'm a mixed bag.
Well, it's good to speak to you, Sean.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for introducing the show today. I'm very impressed.
That's all right. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
That was Mixed Bag Sean there. If you want to introduce the show tomorrow, email me. Name, age, fact, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Are you a mixed bag? Get in touch.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tell you what, Mixed Bag Sean, who introduced the show, is getting a lot of new fans. But some people are saying that he didn't get hard enough capital cities to name. I've just got one more to see if he knows this one. Hang on a second, I'm going to ring him. Apparently they weren't hard enough.
Hello.
Sean, it's Scott Mills.
Oh, hello, mate. How you doing?
I'm right. Just thought I'd call you back.
Okay.
Burkina Faso.
Wagadougou.
You smashed it.
No.
Yeah.
Love you, bye.
All right, love you too, bye.
Can we do that more?
Wagadougou.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Turn on the cameras. You can see us now live at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Look, we're on the Radio 1 website. It's time to watch Innuendo Bingo. But it also works if you're purely listening on Radio 1. If you love innuendo and you love bingo, then this is for you. We welcome back Rihanna. Hi.
Hello.
It's Radio 1's resident film critic and excellent water spitter.
I do love this game. Weirdly, my mum loves this game as well.
Oh, is what's her name?
Wendy.
Wendy, yeah.
She loves you as well.
Does she?
This is her favourite thing that I do. Which, is that a bit worrying?
It's a little bit weird because actually you're quite good at your job.
But she's good at this as well, though.
Prefers it when you just spit water over Chris.
Yeah, maybe she just really doesn't like you.
She did this last week as well.
I did this with Connor Maynard. I think people would pay good money to spit water over Connor Maynard.
Yeah, and you've done it.
I did it.
Tick.
For free.
Did you prefer playing with him than me?
He had a few innuendos of his own, but ultimately I'd say, Chris, you are my favourite opponent.
Excellent.
Good.
So we don't have any real protection today because we're just playing with water. So Chris has got his Hasselhoff t-shirt on. Hasselhoff saved my life. As you can see, if you are on the website.
It looks like he's paid you to plug his shirts or something. You know what I mean?
No, he hasn't. He just hands them out to everybody.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Like, in the street, he'll just hand out T-shirts. And Rihanna's just wearing her normal clothes. When did you find out that this was going to happen today?
About an hour and a half ago.
Okay.
So still quite a lot of time, actually. But I do have my plastic skirt that...
Oh, yes, we can see that on the website now.
I did wear this last week.
Have you made that yourself?
I have.
What is it?
It's a bag with a hole cut out the bottom.
Excellent. Okay, so let us know if you are playing along. Hashtag Innuendo Bingo on Twitter. It's time to spit the water. Are we ready?
Ready.
All right. Let's bring on the innuendo. And first of all, spotted by Frankie in Stamford, we head over to Radio 2 and Lisa Tarbuck. And here she gives us an exclusive.
Thanks, Tom. I love sliding a bit of Tom Jones in.
That's a good first one. Rihanna went first. Chris followed.
Anything with Tom Jones just sounds really dirty.
Thanks, Tom. I love sliding a bit of Tom Jones in.
I'm sure you do, my darling. More water, please. Nice big gulps today, please. Thank you. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone noticed the contestants on Bargain Hunt are getting a little bit saucier?
What do you plan to do today, then?
I'm going to think big and blow the lot.
Are you really?
Yes.
Oh, I do love that, when the lot gets blown.
Very good.
Have you heard it, Chris?
Mm.
Okay.
How did you
I'm going to think big and blow the lot.
Are you really?
Yes.
Oh, I do love that, when the lot gets blown.
Well howled, Chris Stark. Well howled. Very good.
That's impressive. Mm. That was a good one.
Now, this one has been sent in by loads of you. So if you did send it in, give yourself the 250 Scott Mills points. If you didn't send it in, don't give yourself the points. I will check. Coronation Street. Ready? What's funny about that? Hello? What? What is that laugh, Rihanna, please? Ready? Coronation Street. And it's becoming more like embarrassing bodies.
Dad, you alright?
Yeah, I'm fine. My sack was all wet and slippery. My sack was all wet and slippery.
Man is soaked now.
Where's my towel?
Where's my towel? He was talking about a sack race that they were doing.
What are you doing?
I'm wiping it on you.
No, you're not.
Becky in Liverpool's watching.
It's dripping off
on the website. Head. If you're not on the website already, get on it now. Rich in Chelmsford. James in Macclesfield says, this is amazing, as always. More water, please. Matt in Brighton sent this one in. And it's from World's Most Dangerous Roads. And sometimes... life as a trucker can be quite lonely.
Oh, no.
Wow, it's actually...
You've got to suck it. How did it taste?
Late arrival there from Chris. Got there in the end.
I'm inhaling it up my nose.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you've been swimming? It goes up your nose.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Okay. More, please.
I need a tissue.
We'll sort that after.
Let's over to Wimbledon now. What? Why did you spit then, Chris?
Don't know.
Wes in Nottingham sent this one in. Thanks, Wes. Give yourself the points. Wimbledon?
Oh.
Wimbledon. And Andy Murray had a unique way of distracting Roger Federer.
Really, is that a thing to say before you're about to play someone? I don't know.
It's the old backdoor approach.
Rihanna's gone.
I knew that Murray loved the backdoor approach.
It's the old backdoor approach.
Sorry, second time.
Second time. You're right, Rihanna.
I wasn't expecting that.
Oh. Wow. Straight.
I need to fashion myself some more plastic clothes.
Straight towards the chest there, wasn't
it?
That?
Was. So glad this isn't a low-cut top.
Okay, Vicky in Lancashire, thank you for sending yours in. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
And more amazing revelations here on Corrie.
You know, I once saw a fella do an orangutan. False eyes.
Sorry. Oh, Rihanna, you've made a mess of yourself.
Oh, I think I spat it up myself.
You know, I once saw a fella do an orangutan. Full size.
Did that just go down the back of my neck? How is that possible?
Wow, that is impressive.
What did you do to
No,
me?
You did that on yourself.
I did.
Look at me.
I don't care about you.
More water, please.
Hold I'm on. Worried that
is
this
Neo
is becoming
in the
see-through.
Lounge?
Neo is around, yeah. He's coming in at 2:30. Do you want to meet him?
Not right now.
Oh, your makeup's gone all
How
buddy.
Am I going to explain the trousers when he walks in? I will deal with that later.
You just tell him that I was in here.
Yeah.
You're making up jokes on your own now, Rihanna. Okay. Oh.
Okay.
Ready? Olive.
Sorry.
Olive from Morecambe has sent this one. Ready?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Radio 4 in the morning is astonishing.
To do with a radio here, I can't believe John Humphreys is bashing away at some poor politician and I can't listen to it.
Rihanna was first, Chris a close second.
What was he doing?
He was... Well, let's hear it again.
To do with a radio here, I can't believe John Humphreys is bashing away at some poor politician and I can't listen to it.
Bashing away at some poor politician.
Why?
Sorry, I forgot. I didn't mean to refill.
Chris! It's actually sodden. I can squeeze out my T-shirt.
Mark from Aberdeen says, this needs to be on TV. This is brilliant. The best thing I've watched all week.
You must have watched a lot of rubbish.
Ben is loving it while he's watching on the website. If you're not on the website, try and get on it now. Okay, ready? Over to the archers. Is this one?
Actually, if you look, I think there's a courgette under that leaf.
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to pick it?
Yes, please. Before it grows into a marrow.
That's not even one. Georgia from Oxfordshire sent that in. No, I don't think that's one.
A courgette turning into a marrow. It's quite a good one.
I don't, it's not even innuendo. One. It's not.
It is.
I'm poking through here. I'm going to need to self-censor.
What do you mean you're poking through?
It's just the jeans are...
Oh, no, not the jeans again.
What's happened?
It's been there's a wardrobe malfunction.
Awkward.
Right. Okay. More water, please. Just carry on. If we can move the camera away from that area.
Do you want a mask? You know I had to have a mask before.
We've got a mask.
It's probably safest, isn't it?
Is there a real problem down there, is there?
I just worried that in certain lights...
Sure. Whatever makes you feel more comfortable.
A shadow is forming.
Right, you have a Prince Harry mask to put on it.
Should I be worried?
Yeah.
Ginger.
Prince Harry now in between Chris's legs. That's probably best. Okay, ready?
Do the collars and cuffs match?
Water, please. What? And this, sent in by Mike and Mitch. Best one of the week, this.
So we take one more. It's Watson's second run. Victor's got a mouthful of growler.
Apparently that's some kind of pasty.
Victor's got a mouthful of growler.
That's so not a pasty.
It is a pasty.
Wow.
That's from Five Live Sports Extra. And that is today's innuendo bingo. We are done. Let us know if you enjoyed it. Let us know if you watched. Thank you, Rihanna, once again.
Thanks, Scott.
Suitably wet.
Dripping.
And thank you, Chris. High five. Yes. Thanks for watching on the Radio 1 website. Thank you for listening. More Thursday at 1:45.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
See, not as only innuendo bingo funny, but I've actually learned something today. I never knew that a growler was a kind of pasty. Or kind of pork pie thing.
Victor's got a mouthful of growler.
I'm just Googling it now.
Yeah, are you sure that's a good idea?
It's fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rihanna, for playing today's innuendo bingo. It was a good one again. More on Thursday at 1:45. 45. Apparently, she's just gone back upstairs to the Radio 1 office, and there's a big set of footprints, wet footprints.
Oh.
I know. She loves the game, though.
She was a mess.
She's a big mess.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Me and Chris were discussing this last night, weren't we? I really don't like my sneeze.
Yeah, it's a weird one, this, for me.
I just thought about it. When I was away last week, I had a reaction to, I don't know, maybe it was like hay fever or something, but I was sneezing all the time. And every time I did it, I was like, that's horrible. Now, is it quite difficult to make yourself sneeze on demand? Do you remember we had Greg Foote off of Science here a few months back? And he was sticking pieces of tissue up my nose and all sorts to try and get me to sneeze. It didn't really work. Shall I try and do an impression of what my sneeze sounds like now?
Oh, if you can. I suppose it would help.
It's like, achoo! And I don't like that. It's not, it's too
manly.
Loud.
It's not.
It's not manly, it's too loud, and it's unattractive. Now, in a minute, have you got something for me?
Yeah, so I scoured YouTube today to find you some alternative sneezes.
And this...
Busy day.
Busy? So this could be, you could have my new sneeze.
Yeah, well, I've got a few that
within
you might
minutes.
Want to choose from.
I just don't like... Achoo! It's not... I want it to be, like, maybe deeper or quieter. I'm sure a lot of people don't like their sneeze.
But what we'll do, if I play you some of the sneezes, then you can take one of them, then you're going to have to train yourself.
That's fine.
I'm not sure how you go about doing that.
I don't care. I'll give it a go, because I really don't like it. I'm sure a lot of people don't like their sneeze. Probably many of you haven't thought about it before.
Yeah.
But think about your sneeze now.
You're quite self-conscious about some things, though, aren't you?
I am. Think about it, listeners. Do you like your sneeze? Yeah. Right. Okay, play me the alternative sneezes in a minute, and I'll try and learn them.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So you've been scouring the internet trying to find new ones for me.
It was a bit disturbing, if I'm honest, going through all these videos. But...
my one, I can't really replicate it as it is, because I can't do it on demand, but it kind of goes, achoo! And I don't like it. And it's quite clichéd, achoo. Isn't it? A-T-C-H-O-O. It's a bit cartoon.
Very 80s.
Do you know what I mean?
What, a cliched sneeze?
Yeah, it is. It's like, oh, come on.
What are you on about?
Get a better one. Okay, so what have you got? Okay, I'll play through these, shall I?
Yeah.
Matt's quite similar to mine at the moment. But mine's even less manly than that. Oh, that's rubbish. That's not a sneeze.
And that was a girl.
No, I don't want that one. Any more?
Yeah, I got a few. Do you like that?
Yeah, it's still a bit high for me.
Excuse me.
Weirdly, there's a lot of videos of these on YouTube. It's one of those weird things where obviously people... there's a demand for sneezing videos.
People sneezing.
Sneeze, sleaze.
That sounds like a bit of a messy one. I don't like it. Oh... I'm warming.
This next one was my, I think, the best one.
It's just for me, yeah?
Yeah.
This is my new sneeze, quite possibly.
Excuse me.
What is that?
Perfect for you.
Excuse me.
And then, this one's another good one.
Okay.
It's something. It's got a touch of tennis about it.
It has. I like that one. Achoo! Oh, that. I think that's my favourite.
Okay.
I'm gonna have that one. No, don't like it. I've picked my favourite. It's this one. And quite easy to imitate too. Achoo! Oh.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Cam.
Hi, Scott.
You're right.
Yeah, you.
What's going on?
Well, I've just been in a cafe just after work. Listening to radio, thought I'd try out my new sneeze, but it didn't go very well.
Were you not happy with your current sneeze?
No, I wasn't really. It was a bit pathetic. You know, one of those sneezes is just a bit of a nothing sneeze.
So you adopted the new one, as suggested by us?
Yeah, I did, but it didn't go very well. I wouldn't recommend it, to be honest.
Right, what happened?
Well, I kind of did it quite loudly. Fair enough, it was quite loud. And the lady next to me just gave me evils, got up and walked off.
Oh, well, maybe stick with the old one then. Can I just hear your new sneeze, please?
Achoo!
It's very good.
It was just like that, but she didn't fancy it, to be honest.
It's very close to the one we played.
Yeah, I tried. It's quite easy to emulate, isn't it, really?
It is, yeah. It's the easiest one.
What a lad.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, go back to the old one. It's all fine.
No, yeah, old one works better, to be honest.
Love you, bye.
Bye. Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, here's something I never thought I'd say. You join us as Chris is trying to teach Neo the in-betweeners dance to that song.
It has to be done. You only get this chance once.
You know, I want to learn it. I definitely do.
Yeah, it's quite easy.
It's quite simple.
I think you might be able to master it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think
cool
so.
Cool deal. I want to learn it. I definitely want to learn it.
Neo is with us on Radio 1, and you can watch us as well on the Radio 1 website if you want to see Neo wearing a coolest pair of shades. Neo
wearing the coolest pair of shades that are not intended to be cool. I'm covering up the fact that I haven't slept, and jet lag is kicking my butt
is
right
it?
Now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Chris feels a little bit underdressed in your company. Yeah. He's wearing a David Hasselhoff Save My Life t-shirt.
That is the greatest t-shirt in the world. And I'm a little jealous that you're wearing it and I'm not.
Would you like one?
We should trade.
Okay, I can send you one to America.
You can send me one.
Yeah, yeah. No problem.
Is it worth me putting shades on then?
Are you serious?
Well, I can do if it helped me fit in a bit.
Put them on.
Go on then. Oh, they're nice.
Yeah, that didn't help. No.
Do you feel a bit more like you're fitting in with Neo now, though?
A little bit.
Okay. Hi, Neo. Welcome.
How are you, man?
I'm very good. Hope you're enjoying the great British summer.
Man, there's nothing better. Yeah. There's nothing better than the sunshine wearing sunglasses in London. Yes.
And then sometimes it doesn't get sunny at all.
Yeah. The alarm clock didn't go off. The fan is still asleep.
Firstly, I need to say congratulations because you have won a Young Songwriter Award, right?
Yeah, it's called the Hal David Starlight Award. It's the award that they give the younger songwriters, you know, recognition from the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Mm. So a couple of people had it wrong. I don't think it's an actual induction into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. It's an award from the Songwriters Hall of Fame. So
pretty cool, though, eh?
Still got a little ways to go with that, yeah. But definitely cool, yeah.
And that was in New York.
Yeah, we were in New York, and the other people that were being inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, and I was basically there with them, just really feeling like, what the hell am I doing here? Like, I'm not supposed to be here yet. The guy that wrote The Gambler, you know the song The Gambler? Mm-hmm. You got to know when to hold 'em, when to fold 'em.
Okay.
Yeah, that guy was being inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, and I'm like, I haven't done anything even remotely as classic as The Gambler yet, so yeah, I'm not supposed to be here just yet.
You didn't have a speech prepared?
I did not, no. No, awkward. No speech. I went up there and
thanks.
I basically gushed about the fact that I wasn't supposed to be there. The guy that wrote The Gambler was just on this stage. What the hell am I doing here? You know what? Thank you. But I'm going to go write some stuff right now because I feel unworthy.
You say that, but we had a discussion about this a few weeks ago. I think your song Closer is one of the best pop songs ever.
Ah, yeah. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Do you have a favorite song of yours?
You know what? I don't. Closer is of the favorites because it was honestly, and they hate that I tell this story. Closer was a science project. It was not meant, as far as I'm concerned, it was not meant to be mine. Like, we had spent a lot of time over here and, you know, going out, you know, nightlife out here, the dance music is just, that's just what it is over here. You know, the house and the trance and the techno and the whole nine.
What, so inspired by the UK?
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, got back to the States and, you know, called Stargate, like, let's just see what I would sound like over something like that. So wrote the song, Closer was born, and the second we were finished with it, I was like, all right, yeah, this is actually pretty good. We could probably definitely sell this to somebody over there. And they're like, no, you should keep this. And I'm like, nah, this is not me. This is not my thing. Nah. It took them, Jay-Z, L.A. Reid, my whole management team to talk me into keeping that record. Like, I just really did not feel like
you didn't feel like it was
work
you.
For me.
Right.
I didn't feel like it would work for me. So they talked me into it, kept it, put it out, and sure enough, my initial R&B fan base was like, what the hell is this? No, we don't so much like this. Boo, Neo, you suck. Yeah. So I had my world record breaking, I told you so. Just larger than life, I told you so, geared up and ready for the whole office. And then overnight, it just flipped around and suddenly everybody loved the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great song.
Yeah. So I had to thank everybody for beating me up and making me keep that record.
Who would you have given that song to then?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I thought
it would have been, you know, maybe something for a DJ or something like that. Yeah. One of the DJs that's, you know, really, really big in that world. But no intention of keeping it in the beginning, none whatsoever.
And
glad I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I see that you were out partying with Rihanna the other night.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Riri wherever you are on the planet. I think she's gone now. I think she left. That girl does not sleep.
I know. I mean, I was going to ask you, because we love Rihanna, how is it possible to keep up with Rihanna on a night out?
It isn't, right, to be honest with you. Yeah, it's not possible.
She can party.
As I just said, she does not sleep. She really does. Rihanna's in the process of putting together a new album right now.
Is she?
Yeah, I just recently did some sessions for her. Actually, here, not last week, week before last. I was here with Stargate and David Guetta and you know, everybody. And we were doing songs for Rihanna's new project. And it's like, didn't she just put an album out? Damn.
Yeah.
Let the girl get a break. But well, no, she loves it. So.
She's not happy unless she has like at least 25 songs in the top 40 at
go.
Any point.
There you go.
You know?
All 40 records have to be Rihanna records. Yeah.
Yeah. And Lewis Hamilton was there?
Yeah. Shout out to Lewis Hamilton.
And Rita Ora was there?
I've never been to a race. He invited me. I got to go check that out.
Oh, really? Oh, it sounds like a fun night out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Rita Ora is really cute, right?
She is quite cute.
Yeah, she's a cutie.
Did you talk to her?
I've talked to her before. I know Rita. I know Rita. I don't know her like that. I'd like to.
I heard this thing that Rihanna had made an order at a local chicken restaurant after her performance for £7,000.
Wow.
She shut down the whole place because she'd clear them out of chicken.
What can you possibly get?
That's what I'm saying.
That's a lot of chicken.
What does seven grand's worth of chicken look like?
£7,000 worth of chicken. That's damn.
It's a lot, isn't it?
That's chicken and maybe the counter. Like, give me all the chicken and the counter and give me you guys a sign. I want the sign as well.
Do you think that all of that was
the sign up in my room?
Seven grand. It must have been for her crew as well.
I mean, she travels with a pretty heavy entourage.
Yeah, otherwise, there's a lot of wings for one person.
Rihanna performance.
Yeah. So your new song is called "Let Me Love You Until You Learn to Love Yourself."
Yes, the longest title in human history.
Yeah,
yes.
I played it for the first time on Radio 1 yesterday. I had a bit of a struggle with it, but I'll get used to it.
It's all good. It was actually "Let Me Love You Until You Learn to Love Yourself," and if you don't, it's all good. I love you anyway. That was what I was going to call it, but we should shorten it just a little.
Thank God.
You know, for the sake of people trying to. Yeah.
So what you're saying? When she learns to finally love herself, you'll be off.
Pretty much,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, bye then.
Once you figure it out, I gotta go.
You know. Are you writing for anyone else at the moment?
I'm actually writing for David Hasselhoff, funny enough.
No, you're not.
I bet you asked me that. Yeah, me and David are putting together an R&B album. I just recently did some sessions for Rihanna, as I said earlier.
Yeah.
I've been working with a bunch of new artists. You know, I got this cushy desk job over at Universal Motown Records. I'm Senior Vice President of A&R. Over there. Still have no idea what that means. But
do you get a badge?
I do not get a badge. I get a desk and a little thing with my name on it, on the desk.
And every time when you go into work in the morning, you're like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's great. But you're blagging it. It's great, isn't it?
You play along.
It's all
you
fine.
Smile and nod.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just...
Neil, what do you think? I agree.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just on my computer.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right.
Wow, that's a great job.
But yeah, there's a whole roster of new artists over there that I'm doing stuff for. There's a young woman by the name of Ravon Brown who is signed to Columbia Records through my production company, Compound University. Very, very... classy, very talented young woman. Classic R&B, think like old SWV, like back in, like 90s R&B, like back when it felt good. That's the kind of stuff that she does. Been doing a lot of stuff for her.
Connor Maynard,
yes. Shout out to Connor Maynard. Connor is crazy. It's dope the way that he was introduced to me. A friend of mine called me and said, hey, there's this kid on YouTube singing your song better than you. And I was like, okay, good morning to you too, yeah, by the way, damn, all right. So I looked him up, and sure, I had to admit, yeah, he was singing Beautiful Monster, and he did sound better than me, he really did. So I got his information, hit him up on Skype, and you know, told him that I was interested in working with him. And I mean, the first time I met him, his parents came with him, and it was just cool. He's a cool kid, you know. I mean, he's 19, he's not a kid, he can have a drink in a bar.
Yeah,
but
here.
Here, yeah. Not so much in the States, but here. But he's ridiculously talented, and above that, just a really good guy. Like, I'm learning that good people are few and far between in the music industry as of late. You know, so when you meet somebody that's cool, you know, you hold on. Like, he's a good guy.
He was here a couple of months ago, and he was saying that whole thing with you and Skype was like the craziest time for him. Obviously, it would blow your mind, wouldn't it?
If
you're singing a Neo song on YouTube,
I'm
going to
try
like,
it.
Hello, it's me on Skype. That's quite weird. You going to try it?
I'll give it a go.
Oh, God, it's that guy off the radio.
I'm going to tell David to call you. So I'll hit you up. This guy loves you. He wore your T-shirt. Just call him. It'll blow his mind. Call him.
Hey, listen, we've got... there's a band called The Vaccines, and there's a special announcement about them tonight on The Zane Lowe Show, and we think that's mysterious. We think it might be a musical based on their songs. Would you like to do that? Yeah, Vaccines. You can have a Neo musical. Neo, the musical.
Neo, the musical.
We need some kind of plot to kind of wedge the songs in.
That probably wouldn't help those gay rumours floating around about me much. Probably not.
Yeah. You not think?
I don't think so, no.
Should we shelf that plan straight away?
We'll come back to that one.
Okay, let's move on. Can we talk about your new house, please?
You know what? Okay, God bless TMZ. Thank you for trying. That's not my house. That's my mom's house.
Oh.
Yeah, they got it wrong.
See, I've seen all the pictures on the internet. I think it's a bit weird that you can see pictures of every room in your house online.
Right, yeah. Well, what it is the owners of the house put the pictures online to sell it, you know. So yeah. My mom actually came to me with those pictures like, oh, my God, I love this house. Look at this room and look at this room. And imagine what I could do with this, and I could paint this, and we can do this. And I'm like, okay, all right, go get it. Go get the house. So, you know, another dream realized through music. Thank you very much. I bought my mom a beautiful house in Atlanta. Oh. And, TMZ, you got it wrong. That's not my house. There will be no pictures of my house online if I have anything to say about it.
I bet you got some cool stuff in your house, though.
My house is actually pretty cool. Yeah.
I always remember once I saw Missy Elliott's house on MTV Cribs, and she had those armchairs which had fish tanks in the arms. I was so jealous.
I remember that. You know what got me was the race car bed.
Yes, she did.
She had a race car bed.
There was someone as well. I was saying about this the other day. There was someone that had a Ferrari with a bed in. I can't remember who that was. Yeah. What's in your house then? You've got is Neo branded everywhere?
Yeah. I have my face embroidered on all of my drapes.
Okay.
My face is on the drapes. Yeah. And I went a step farther with the race car bed. I have an actual race car in my bedroom that I just sleep in.
Right.
In the shape of a bed. It's just a race car.
Wow.
And it's really, really loud. It's difficult to sleep when it's on, when you turn the key. It's kind of hard to get to sleep. And the neighbors complain.
I'm imagining massive pictures of yourself everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. I have a picture of, you know, the famous picture of God touching Adam's hand. Yeah, I have that picture painted only I'm God and Adam at the same time.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Wow, it sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
I bet you've got it all, haven't you?
It's a very humble painting. I'm a very humble guy. Yeah. There's no vanity whatsoever in my being.
Can I ask you a question?
90% of my house is mirrors.
Do you have remote control curtains?
I do not have remote control curtains. I have remote control people that actually close my curtains for me when I push the button. There's like a device that they wear on their necks, and it sends a slight shock. Just a slight shock. It's not you know, to hurt anyone. Just a little, I'll close the curtains now.
Yeah. And obviously there's the servants and all that.
Well, of course. They're robots. I have robots.
Yeah.
NASA loaned them to me. I got them cheap.
Now, a couple of questions before you go, Neo. Are you happy with your sneeze?
You know what? I honestly have a very strange sneeze. I don't like to bother people with my sneeze, so my sneeze is very internal.
I hate mine, and I want to change it.
You want to change it?
Yeah, mine's it's just like, achoo! It's just too aggressive, it's too loud.
Very Nanny McPhee, your sneeze.
Yes, it is Nanny McPhee.
Achoo! I'm sorry!
Yeah.
I didn't mean to sneeze!
It's not manly enough.
No, not so much.
What's yours like?
You know what? I don't know if mine is manly either.
Do you not
mine
sneeze?
Just kind of doesn't happen. It's kind of a... Like I keep it,
I hold on
to it, yeah, because I don't want to, you know, make the other people in the room uncomfortable with my sneeze.
And would you say you're happy with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Right,
should I let it out? It's really loud.
Well, it was something we were talking about today, and I just thought I'd bring it up. You know?
Did you know that it's impossible to sneeze with your eyes open?
Yes, we did this on the show.
Sneeze with their eyes open?
We had a science guy in, and he was trying to hold my eyes open like that while I sneezed.
You could have popped your eyes out of your head.
Apparently so. I only found that out afterwards. But,
okay, as you scramble around looking for your eyeballs as they pop out, like, oh, okay, well, now we know.
It would have been a YouTube sensation, though.
It would have. It definitely would have.
Before you go as well, I know Chris won't be happy with this until he teaches you the In-Betweeners dance.
Oh, right.
I need to learn it.
Yeah, you just need to learn it. You can take it back to America, and they'll be like, what the hell?
I'm just going to warn you now. Should you see my next video and you see something that looks like this dance, it's not the dance.
Right.
I didn't take it from you.
Okay,
but it'd be amazing if you could put it in the video.
You know what? What we'll do is if I like it, I'll call you, and when we do the video, you can come in the video and do the dance in the video. Yeah, that works.
No, that would be.
And the fishing rod. Got to get the fishing rod.
Yeah, I told him about the fishing rod. Doesn't mean that, but I shouldn't have.
It doesn't mean it. I'm completely lying. But
okay, right, here we go. Okay. So what do you do?
Quite simple.
This is on the Radio 1 website now if you want to watch.
Right, so it's just you do two to the right like that.
Okay, two to the right.
Two to the left.
Two to the left.
And then I just keep it simple. I just go straight for the...
Now what is this? It's like a hand in front of the face.
Just...
Do you want to demonstrate for Neo?
Are you sniffing your
hand? That's it, that's
it.
And then the other way.
And then the other way.
Yeah. So and you just put them together.
Right, here we go. So. I hope you're watching this on the website.
All right.
Yeah,
quite simple.
That is the worst dance I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah. But it's simple, you know? For people that can't dance.
I can imagine when you're drunk in a nightclub that it's the best thing ever.
It's all I've got to offer.
With that being said, I'm going to go out tonight. I'm going to have one or two, and I'm going to do that dance.
Excellent.
I'm going
to
do it.
I look forward to seeing that in the papers tomorrow.
I'm going to have it videotaped and sent to you.
Really good to have you on, Neo. Thank you so much.
Appreciate
See you soon.
It.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Rich on the Isle of Wight says, Neo is amazing and very funny. He is now on my list of great blokes to go to the pub with. That's from Chris.
I'd agree with that.
Off of Cardiff. Yeah. No, I would agree with it. I mean, it's not going to happen, is it? I mean, us and Neo are never going to go to the pub. You've just got to accept these things.
I think you should stay in touch with him.
Oh, here we go again. Stay in touch with him. Get Rihanna to wear a football shirt. It's not going to happen.
Well.
Kev, bored in Derby, what a nice man. Olivier in Nottingham, I've never watched online before now. This is pure genius. Big up to Neo for letting Chris dance at him. You just taught Neo, one of the biggest R&B stars in the world, the in-betweeners dance.
I know. It probably is the greatest moment of my life.
It is, isn't it?
Probably.
And you know what's going to happen now? He will teach it to Riri.
Yes.
Riri will teach it to Jay-Z. Rita Ora probably already knows it because she's from the UK.
Yep.
I can imagine her doing that dance on the night out. But think about it. All those massive, massive stars are going to be doing in no time.
He loved it at the end, didn't he?
Yeah, he was. If you saw it on the camera, he couldn't stop doing it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now...
Oh, what's occurring?
Nick Grimshaw.
Hi.
All right?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. You miss Neo?
I know, I heard. That the pictures are good. A man outside Radio 1, he was quite mad. We just nipped to the shop and he was screaming at us in the street. He was like, Neo's just been in. I was like, oh. So okay. He told us.
Yeah. Well, did he?
I would have popped down if I'd have known.
I know. Mm.
Are you a big
fan?
A little nosy.
Big fan?
Yeah. I am. I like So Sick and the other one.
Closer.
No, not that one.
Oh.
The one where she's about... And oh, that's So Sick. I just like So Sick.
Okay, just So Sick.
Oh, because
then.
Of you.
Oh, yeah, that's quite good.
That one's good.
Yeah.
That was my hit on the way to Reading Festival one year.
Was it?
Yeah.
You don't strike me as a Neo person.
Yeah, just the odd one. Yeah. I love R&B.
Okay, I know that. Today's Oh, What's Occurring.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch any of Wimbledon?
I watched a bit of the final. I mainly liked the bits when I could see Posh Spice doing her air.
Same.
That was better, wasn't it?
I always liked the crowd more. Is that wrong?
Yeah, yes. I think so, yeah. Oh. It's so boring, Wimbledon.
What? No. No, yeah. It's not.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's
only funny if you're there
and
drunk.
You had to be there and drunk.
No, you didn't.
You and did you have to be there. To be. You really had to be there.
Absolutely agree with you.
Rubbish.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so Wimbledon was on.
I'd love to go next year, though, if you're listening, Wimbledon PR people.
Do you know what they got
only if it's free.
Oh, God.
Do you know what they got really excited about? That flipping roof.
Oh, yeah.
Every other second they're on about, oh, we've got a roof.
Why don't they just keep it on?
Sue Barker was like, OMG, that roof is sick, lol.
She did not say that.
She did. Boris Becker was like, that roof is totes amaze. Even Tim Henman at one point went, what a peng roof. I'm not being funny, it's a roof. I've got one in my house. Have you ever spoken to people about your roof unless you've got a hole in it? You don't, do
Never.
You?
Never.
You don't mention your roof?
No.
They did at Wimbledon. My question to you is a simple one. How many times on the last day of Wimbledon did they mention that they've got a roof?
I'm saying 26 times.
Thanks, Grimshaw.
It's a good guess because they love their roof.
They really do.
They proper love it.
Ugh.
Why are they so obsessed with it?
Because they spend a lot of money on it.
Yeah, but I feel like every... arena has a roof now. Doesn't that other one in Wales have one?
I think most do.
You know that other sports arena, Scott?
I'm
we love sports.
I have no idea.
What's that?
Don't know.
Is that Cardiff Arms Park?
Yeah. Home of the Cardiff footballers.
No, it's rugby.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God. We're same a right thing. Pair. Okay. What's your answer?
I think that's good. I'm going to go less, so I'm going to go 20.
Let's find out, shall we?
Oh, what's the curtain?
Here they are at Wimbledon, mentioning the roof on the last day a lot.
I mean, at the moment, we thought for sure the roof's going to be closed.
And then the roof. The tournament committee decided to open the roof.
The match was going to be started with the roof closed.
With the roof right over the top.
The referee's office decide when the roof will motor across to pull the roof over.
And the roof is an absolute technological marvel, it really is.
Not really.
So they're not going to close the roof. Well, keep an eye on that because you'll see the roof slowly moving in just a moment.
Rain eventually came and they closed the roof.
They are going to close the roof.
Murray, play with the roof closed.
Thank you very much. The roof is closing. I am concerned the roof is closing.
Since the roof has come over.
Under the roof.
Now with the roof on, isn't it?
When the roof closes, it is spectacular indoors.
Now this roof is in place. All 1,000 tons of it. It's amazing.
Look at this.
Drainage is working perfectly. That's wonderful to have a roof over this centre court.
With the roof being closed.
Roof closed.
I think when the roof was closed.
The roof. He took charge once the roof was closed.
When that roof was closed.
So on centre court, the roof has now closed. So they are going to close the roof. Close the roof.
It'll be under the roof. Shut the roof. And the roof will now be closed.
20 past nine on this, the last day of June. And here for the weekend draws, the lovely Jenny Falconer.
Thank you, Alan. Good evening, everyone. What a match! So exciting. They're closing the roof at Wimbledon, so we have got time to bring you tonight's lottery draws.
And also, the other thing, the thing we haven't talked about yet is the roof.
35.
Whoa!
No way.
35 roofs.
Love that roof.
They
my,
love it.
My favourite bit was when they were talking about the drainage. It's like...
Oh, it's lovely drainage.
Great drainage.
Amazing
on that
drainage.
Roof.
And doesn't the centre court look amazing now with that roof on?
No, it doesn't look any different.
No, it's the same.
No. Because it's actually not in the camera shot.
So. I know. We can't see it.
So I can't tell.
Once again, you had to be there.
Yeah, you had to be there, see? Yeah. It's rubbish when you're not there.
35 roofs. No points for anybody. If you said 35, then give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. Thank you, everyone.
BBC Radio.
Yes, I know you were handing them out all
sorry,
sorts
we
week.
Give out 50, don't we?
Yeah, I know,
when we're on.
Not on.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download.